Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A big day whenever there is actual news. And on the Steeler beat, we always go to our go-to guy, our good friend from the Post-Gazette, Ray Fittipaldo. Ray, part of me says it's a little bit of a surprise that there was three coaches let go, and part of me says that wasn't nearly enough. What did you think?
Yeah, Paul, not surprised at all that Randy Feitner and Sean Surratt did not have their contracts renewed. I think we talked about it on Monday when you had me on. Something had to change with, the way the trajectory of that offense was going. So I kind of sensed that one was coming. To me, Tom Bradley, I don't know about that one. Really good defense this year overall when you look at it. Secondary was playing well, so I'm not sure why that one happened, but it looks like Mike Tomlin's going to have a lot of coaching vacancies to fill because James Daniel, their longtime tight end coach, retired today. So right now there's four, and there could be a couple more depending on how some of these interviews across the NFL go.
Well, and I think, that the one thing is they could lose a couple of guys. Were you surprised that they basically talked about that they're going to give Keith Butler another contract?
Not really, because like I said, Paul, their defense was pretty good overall. I know, Sunday night was not their best moment. I think a lot of that had to do with the offense kind of, not doing well early in that game, and I think that got the defense kind of out of sorts. But that's not an excuse. But I think overall the defense has played very well under Keith Butler, and I think they're set up to play very well under him for years to come. They got a lot of free agents that they have to deal with. They got some guys who are getting up there in age that they're going to have to make some decisions on. But when you have guys like T.J. Watt, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Devin Bush, that's a really solid core. So no matter what happens with those free agents and those other guys, they have a very good core to build around, and I think that's been the strength of this team for the last 2 years, and I think it's going to continue to be the team's strength into the future.
Well, the one that I was surprised that's apparently has survived is Danny Smith, which I'm not sure if it's over yet or not, but he was one whose units, to me, I think were worse than the offense.
Yeah, you're right, Paul. We don't know if it's over yet. We just know right now that, these were the first moves that they made. Maybe they will retain Danny. I mean, Danny, he's getting up there. I think he's closer to 70 than he is 65, and I'm not sure how much longer he would like to coach, but I agree with you. I thought Ray McLeod gave them a little bit of juice early in the season, even to midseason. But I thought he was really off his game late. He just wasn't very good late in the season. Didn't provide them with a lot of splash. Boswell's good, but he gets injured a lot. Jordan Berry is just average. They're going to have to go out and get competition to push him again. So, yeah, I mean, overall, I'm kind of with you. It was just kind of a big a whole bunch of averageness, if you will. And, for a team like the Steelers that struggled on offense quite a bit, especially late in the season, you would have liked to have seen the special teams help out a little bit more, but just wasn't their year.
Do you think there's any chance that Matt Canada is the offensive coordinator?
Well, I don't know. He's one of five or six candidates down there in Miami. You know, at the very least, Paul, it wasn't 100% certain that Steelers wanted Matt to be their coordinator, because otherwise they would have said, hey, Matt, we're going to fire Randy. We want you to take over. So we know that's not the case. You know, it could be that, you know, Mike will interview Matt as part of the process. We'll have to wait and see how that goes. But at the very least, you know, it seems like they were very much willing to let him explore other opportunities. And usually when that's the case, that means that that guy's not going to come back. But we'll wait to see how it plays out. Maybe he doesn't get that job with the Dolphins, and maybe he does knock the socks off of Mike and Art in the interview process. And that, you know, if that's the case, then maybe he could be in the mix.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing, is we got to see, you know, if he has other opportunities elsewhere. That's a big part of it, too. With regards to the Steelers, now the next step is for them to start looking at personnel, I'm assuming, right? They've got to figure out who is going to be back and who's not. But it just feels like they can't really make many decisions until they know what's going on with Ben because of his cap hit, right?
You would think, correct. So I don't think, you know, they have to get into compliance with the salary cap by March. So there is absolutely no rush to make any of these personnel decisions with the players. I would imagine, you know, sometime in the next couple of weeks, maybe they take it into February, that Ben will let them know what he's thinking, or, you know, or vice versa. So until that happens, you're right, we're probably not going to know. But there are a few guys, Paul, where we kind of know, given their production and given their bloated salary cap hits, that they're out the door. I mean, Vance McDonald is a $7 million cap hit, and the guy had 15 catches for 99 yards. Under no circumstance are they going to bring him back. And there are a few others like that, probably not to that extent, but there are a few other veterans that have some really high cap hits. And I'm not sure that it you know, jives with their production at this point. So we could talk about those, you know, in the coming weeks or, you know, tonight if you want to. But there are probably five or seven of those guys that they're going to have to make decisions on here sometime in the next 2 months or so.
Well, yeah, and we're talking with Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette. I mean, the changes are coming in the building. Do you think it was Mike Tomlin's call to fire Randy, or do you think that there were forces above him?
Well, you know, Art has made some of those decisions in the past. I'm not exactly sure how this one played out, Paul. But, you know, if you want to read between the lines a little bit, unless Mike was just lying to us yesterday, 24 hours ago, he told us that he really hadn't gotten to that part about evaluating his assistant. So unless he just didn't want to come out and say it yesterday, then I tend to think that Art made this decision. Because if you think about it, Paul, you know, if Mike had in mind what he was going to do, he could have just told his PR staff, hey, I'm going to put off the Zoom call until Thursday. We're going to make some changes on Thursday morning, and then, you know, I'll do my news conference. So he very well could have done that. That lends me to believe that maybe there were some forces above him who forced this on him, but I'm not 100% certain. I'm just sort of reading the tea leaves there and, you know, just how that unfolded here over the last 24 hours or so.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always an interesting question, is who actually made the fire, the firing, when you look at it. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to have some outside guys come in, right? I mean, some new blood on the coaching staff.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of these guys were around. James Daniel, you know, spanned two staffs. He was on Cowher's staff and Mike's staff. And it's never a bad idea just to get some new ideas, maybe some different voices for those players. You know, a lot of people are saying, oh, maybe this will push Roethlisberger out the door. You know, I don't know about that. You know, he's got 22 million reasons to come back next year and to finish this off. And maybe, just maybe, having a different voice, maybe somebody to push him in a different manner, maybe that helps him and maybe that helps the football team. So I think it can be a positive, Paul. I do know one thing. You know, I think this was needed. That offense was really stale last season, and, you know, I think we talked about it Monday. There was just no way they could go forward with that staff the way things ended Sunday night.
What about Jacksonville hiring Urban Meyer? Do you think that's going to work? We've seen college coaches go and try and make the jump, and it just doesn't seem to work.
You know, this probably isn't fair, but I remember when I think Nick Saban went from LSU to the Miami Dolphins, right? And everyone thought, oh, boy, you know, Dolphins are really going to get turned around. And it just didn't work out that way. And, you know, Nick Saban kind of runs a dictatorship at Alabama in his previous stops in college coaching. And you can't do that in the NFL. These are grown men. A lot of them don't listen to you. You sort of got to be a football coach and a psychologist at the same time. It's a really, really hard job. And, you know, I think that's why you see a lot of NFL head coaches come from within the NFL ranks, and you haven't seen a lot of college coaches do that because it's such a difficult jump for them. But listen, Urban's had success in college. We all know that, but I'm always a little bit skeptical of those guys making the move up just because of what I just mentioned. It's a whole different ball game when you're dealing with men and, you know, not 18 and 19 year old guys who are, you know, just learning what's going on.
Well, there's that, and I think the one thing that helps is hope, you know, he'll have a franchise quarterback, you know, to build around. So, you know, if Trevor Lawrence is what they think he is, that will go a long way towards helping Urban Meyer out, won't it?
He's got a lot of cap space, too. I think they have the most cap space in the league. I could see why it's a very attractive job. You just got to hope Trevor Lawrence is the guy, and then you have to have a smart GM. I don't know if Urban's going to do that job too, but you got to have somebody smart in personnel who's going to use that cap space wisely. We saw for many years, you know, what did the Cleveland Browns do? They went out and made all these splash moves, and it didn't matter because all those stars didn't really formulate into a team. So you got to have a smart GM to sort of put it all together too. But he's in a pretty good position, franchise quarterback. Coming in on a rookie contract and cap space galore, that's a pretty good starting point for Urban Meyer.
No question. Ray, I really appreciate you taking some time and breaking it down. Thank you so much, my man, and I'm sure we'll be doing it soon. Again, talking
right, Paul,
about more changes.
All right, anytime, Paul.
All right, it's Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette, and I'm Paul Zeiss. It is 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.